Welcome to the 5-Year You Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow?
Hey, Five Tribe. Today is episode 5 in our series of creating the next best version of yourself, and it's all about habits today and habits that align with your future self. I'm Andrew, and with me always is Kat. How are you doing today, Kat?
I'm pretty good. What about you?
I'm doing good. I love being in the studio. You know that always puts a big smile on my face. I love habits. You and I talk about habits all the time. We're always tweaking things and refining things. I think the biggest thing with habits is that we are way too hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
This episode is going to come in a little bit more with identity alignment and a little less white knuckling, self-discipline, grit, all these kind of buzzwords that I honestly can't stand most of the time when I hear them because they just make me so tense. Yeah. And because I feel like when you're trying to do habits, like you want to find things that are going to move you, but you don't want to do things that are like feeling the worst possible thing you could ever do to your body or life ever. I think that's what a lot of times happens when we start to build habits. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that people view it as too black and white, like you're saying. It's like you're either disciplined or you're not. You either stick to the habit or you don't. But for the vast majority of people, as you said, white knuckling, it's not going to work. And if people find that they're having trouble sticking to a habit that can help them in the future, let's say reviewing expenses or like checking your bank account every day, little things like that. If you've had trouble keeping up certain things in the past, a good way to look at it is more of an identity shift rather than I am a disciplined person who does habits, right? Like I'm shifting into the person I want to be. And that can help it stick a little bit better when you view it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think it's all about building that quiet trust with yourself over time rather than giving yourself an on-off switch for a certain habit. I find that when you do that, that gentleness that you give yourself, that kind of that care and nurturing that we all really struggle to give ourselves but can freely give it to everybody else really does help us grow faster. It's kind of challenging when you first start out doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I think what it comes down to is that you cannot change behaviors without changing the identity. This current version of you that you're trying to like tweak and adjust is not the version of you that does the habits. You have to become the next version of yourself in order to do that.
Yes.
And with kindness and love and all these things, like we tend to, you and I both beat up ourselves a lot for not doing stuff. So I'm sure other people do too.
We never beat up each other, but we're really good at beating up ourselves, which is kind of funny. I think the biggest thing to remember with this is that it's not a lack of motivation. I feel that most of us think we're late. We don't, you know, you don't get up to do your workout that you said you were going to do. You did it on day one and day two, you don't do it. And you label yourself as lazy. And we kind of fall into that well of despair. It is such a bad place to end up because you're not changing from a place that is coherent with that future version of yourself. Because when you find that coherent version, the motivation kind of falls away. It's just who you are. And you're doing that thing because it's future you.
Yeah. A lot of people misconstrue motivation. They think you feel motivated, so you do the thing. And it's not that way. You do the thing and the motivation comes afterwards. This is what I tell the kids, that I don't feel like doing my homework. I'm like, no one feels like doing their homework. I don't feel like doing my work either, even though I'm self-employed and made up my job all by myself. I still don't want to do it some days, but it's the doing of it that makes all the habits kick in. Oh, I'm sitting at my computer and I'm writing a sentence. Oh my, you must be planning a podcast episode, writing an article, like developing an idea for a book. I know this. I know this habit. When we sit at this desk, we do work. Hey, but me walking around the kitchen or folding clothes, none of those things is going to give me that burst of inspiration to sit down and do a bunch of work, right?
No.
So people need to give themselves some grace and also think of the future versions of themselves as not their mean boss, But their mentor, their cheerleader, who is egging them on, saying like, yeah, you can do that. Do this thing and you're going to become me.
I love that. I love that visual too. My thought on it was that future version of yourself that you're trying to embody in the present day. It's like they're there next to you going, I knew you could do it. And you know what's possible for you because you have that idea. You don't usually sit around thinking, you know what, I should really be able to walk through walls and fly through the air. If you had those thoughts, well, it's another conversation. But when you have these thoughts of I should be healthy, I could be healthy. I don't like using should. I could be this. I could be that. That's your future self going, yes, we can. So let's do that. Let's get more movement into our days. Let's eat better. Let's call our friends that we miss. Let's do these things. Mm-hmm. Let's be that identity. And I think that is the thing we should move to is just, it's not about the goals. It's about the identity. It's who you are. And that future you is right there next to you going, you got this.
Yeah, it's almost like every habit is like you are casting your vote for the person you're becoming. Each time you do the thing, you're getting closer to like stepping over to the side and stepping into the shoes of the next version of yourself. The version of yourself's cheering you on and waiting for you. It's like every time you do the thing, you're like, yes, that is me saying yes to becoming you. So again, I think these visuals help. Maybe this doesn't work for everybody, but you and I are very creative people. We use visualizations a lot in our life, in our business, to envision all of the things that we want to do, places we want to go. And I think this really, really helps. And it takes habits from this like very spreadsheet idea and transforms it into something that is exciting and not this thing that you have to do. That every day that you do them, you get closer and closer.
I love that. The analogy I came up with is there's this river of change that you want to cross. And if every day you walk up to the river and you throw a pebble in, the first pebble, it's not going to change it. But the more you can put into that river, eventually that pile starts to come up and you're able to get across. You're able to make that change from who you are to the identity that you want to be. And every day you throw a stone into that river, you are becoming that person. That is the future you that is doing that.
I recommend our listeners ask themselves, think about the version of you. This is why we call this podcast 5-Year You. This is why we create 5 weeks to future you plans with our coaching, because we help people really sit and envision this version of themselves 5 years from now. Who do they want to be? And whoever that person is, can like assign them like a cool nickname or whatever, you know, like I always say, could be like, you
cool
know,
cat.
Cool cat. Oh, gosh. I don't know if I could become cool even if I had 5 years. But yeah, something like that. Cool cat. Awesome, Andrew.
Awesome.
Well, hot Andrew didn't have the alliteration, but we have had for one of our clients. They wanted to be the hot version of themselves, which was like the wealthy, healthy version. And so it was like, you know, would hot you do this? And so it's really, really fun. And it kind of gives the future you a little bit of color. But ask yourself, like, if you were that version of yourself, what are the habits and what are the things that you have to do consistently to be that person? And notice I did not say what things did you do perfectly? What things did you do every single day without ever missing or making a mistake? No, just consistently, what would you have to do to be that version of you? And whatever that list is, those are these habits that we are going to start slowly adding to our life and adopting. This is not a New Year's Day binge where we try to add 27 new things to our list and then they all fall off, right?
Yeah, that's so good. It leads us into the next thing about why these big changes just, they don't stick. I mean, the only time big changes stick are when they're forced upon you. And that's usually from like an external force that comes into your life. You have to move because your home has been torn down, or you have to do this thing. When you're relying on that intrinsic motivation that we just talked about, we're trying to circumvent. I'm using big words today.
You really are.
I did. I've been doing crosswords.
That small habit is really adding up, folks.
It is. But I think what really happens is when we're trying to do so much at once, our brains just go, no, I can't do this. I can't I can't go to the spin class and the yoga class and the acro yoga class, and I can't eat keto, and I can't, you know, get up at 5 a.m. and go to bed at 5 a.m. Of course, I'm making fun of it because we all do this. I mean, that's January 1st for half the planet, yeah. It seems. This is what I'm doing. I'm new version of me. And it's like, okay, old version of you is going to drag you back down to the bed pretty quickly because it's just, it's too much.
Yeah, I think that people really overestimate like what they can do, and they kind of pack their schedule's full and like, I'm going to do all these things. And then of course, you know, stuff happens, work meetings run over, kids get sick, you get sick, injured, whatever. And then it's just all falls apart, right? But we really underestimate what really small 1% changes over time can do, just like your pebble in the river. You know, think about writing a book, right? You're not going to write a 100,000 word book in a month. You're going to write, you know, if you could just sit down and write 500 to 1,000 words a day, you'll get there. You know, these things take time. And I think people just place too much value on, I do all these things and, you know, I have this really strict schedule. And instead of like really appreciating the journey of becoming, which is all part of the process.
Yeah. I like that. And you nailed it. Like, big habits feel inspiring until life happens, until the kids get sick, until there's a snowstorm, until you have to work late. And it's really great to have that visual of all these things that you think you can do, but it really does hurt you in the long run because you label yourself a failure very quickly once you can't do these big things. And then what we've seen with our clients is that they've gone through this nauseous cycle of, oh, I'm going to be this great, and now I'm not. You do that enough times, you have put so many votes in the column of, I don't do the things I say I'm going to do for myself. And that's something that we undo, is just going, no, start small. Do the one little thing today. What's the one little thing? You're going to get up and you're going to make your bed. That's good enough. If you're somebody that's never made your bed, that's a huge step that I think should be acknowledged for myself. I mean, for people. I meant for people. And
I'm kind of the bed maker in the house here.
Yeah, yeah. There it
goes. But you're the cook, so you win at life.
Hate making the bed, but I'm getting better at it. So your future self isn't built on your best days. It's built on your normal ones, the things that you fit in because you can have room to fit them in. Can you think of a small habit that's come up that you've put in? You're like, wow, I do this all the time. I never used to do this, but do you have one that comes to mind?
Just a really easy one is just kind of that empty sink at night. Some people are just a lot neater or a lot better housekeeper than I am. I tend to run in like creative chaos most of the time, but I have started doing that because I just noticed that it was so much less stressful for me in the morning. There's some people who can't even sleep at night if they have even a fork in the sink, right? I never used to be that way. I used to be like, whatever, I got two kids, but now it's so nice every morning. So even last night at 11 p.m., all I wanted to do was go get in my bed, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to load up this dishwasher. I'm going to have my favorite coffee cup ready in the morning. And the me of tomorrow is going to be so happy that I did this tonight. And I often think about the me of tomorrow. I never used to. So it's not even that the kitchen is the habit. The habit is, will future Kat appreciate that I did this? Because I feel like, you know, you go through all this time and you focus so much on yourselves. You have all these little kids, like you're never trying to like make it easier on yourself. Like things are just hard when kids are little and you're busy and you're working. But now it's more of a habit to think like, future me will be happy that I did this. The me of tonight will be happy that I took a couple walks around the block, because I always fall asleep faster when I have a little exercise during the day. Speaking of that habit, very brief aside, it does not take that long to load the dishwasher. Time yourself, listeners, because there's so many like quote unquote like chores and habits that we're all supposed to do. And we build them up in our head like, oh, it's going to take an hour. I'm going to go to bed at midnight. No, it was like 15 minutes. Like we just lie to ourselves and we overdo it in our heads. And it's really not that much. What about you? I'm just rambling about the dishes. What about you, Andrew? You have so many good habits.
Yeah, and making the bed is not one of them yet. I think one of the best habits I have got is I have a list of small things that I can do every morning to start my day off right. And it's a list on my reminders, and I've got them for the morning, the middle of the day, and the evening, just so that I can do little things. The thing that I always do when I get up, and we've talked about this on other shows, and I think I got this from Mel Robbins' podcast with Dr. Doty, I believe. And it's just asking myself when I wake up, why is today going to be great? And that little habit has been so great for my mental health as far as just reframing the day as a get to rather than a have to.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are even this week when, you know, I haven't got a lot of sleep. I went to the Offspring concert last night, which I was going to be my glimmer, but I'm throwing it in here for why not sake.
Because it makes you sound cool.
It makes me sound cool.
Makes you sound pretty fly for a white guy. That's what
I am. Oh, so funny. There are so many people dressed like that character too from the music video. It was so fun. I think when these little habits, another one for me is I'm just going to move more because I have tried. I'm going to learn Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga, run every day. And I've had those habits and I've lost those habits. Now the habit is I'm somebody who moves throughout the day. And sometimes that's exercise snacking that we've learned from our friends at Seven Movements. And other times it's doing like the rebounder or just, you know, walking around the block or taking the stairs or whatever it is. But I'm somebody who moves. I'm not somebody who exercises consistently. I'm somebody who moves. And that has been a really, really big thing.
I love that. And I love the exercise snacking too, which is just such a great phrase. But it works. It might work well for a lot of people. That's when you just do like 10 minutes of exercise, like a 10-minute walk. Again, because we build up in our heads, oh no, I got to get dressed. I got to drive 15 minutes to the gym. Then I got to do a whole thing. Then I got to shower. Then it's too much.
It is.
If you're having trouble fitting these things in, just try a little snack size of them. I think it will help. All right. So we've talked about the exercise snacking. And look, you just got to choose the right habits for you.
Are you feeling stuck in your life right now? Kind of not sure where to go or what your next steps are? We've created a coaching program for you to help you discover your path. And we call it 5 weeks to Future You. What you'll get is 2-to-1 coaching with Catherine and I over 5 weeks while we help you figure out what the next steps are in your life. We offer a complimentary call. You just have to go to 5yearyou.com to check it out and set up your call with us to see if we're a good fit. I know from my own experience that it is incredibly hard to do this on your own. And that's why we're offering these coaching calls. We're only going to work with 5 people at a time to make sure that we can give you the attention that you truly deserve. So head on over to 5yearyou.com to get started.
So we could talk about this all day. This is one of our favorite things to talk about. But the one thing that I hope that our listeners take from this episode is that habits are your identity. Everyone's like, oh, you fall to the level of your habits. But we really think if you fall to the level of your identity, your default mode is who you are as a person. And in order to become a different version of yourself that you're hoping to get to, you have to change the habits that you do, what you do every day to become that version of you. So I hope they take that away from it. And also, dear listener, know that it is totally okay for these to be snack size habits, for it to be a longer road. There's no rush here. This is not an HGTV video where the whole house is redesigned in one weekend, right? It is totally fine to have these slow layers arrive and come and sink in. And it's totally normal to fall off the train and then get back on it and the whole thing. So I want people to be kind to themselves, to think about, if I were to become this person, what's one small thing I could do today? And then maybe in a future episode, Andrew, we can give a more comprehensive overview and tips of many different kinds of habits that we typically encourage our clients to take on.
Yeah, I like that. Let's make the next episode about all the different kind of habit groups that there are, because there is a lot of them, and we cover them with our coaching clients of just the different ways that we can approach these things. But yeah, for right now, it's really about focusing on the identity and thinking about what that identity, that future you is, and how they're going to handle things. The biggest advice I can give you today when you're listening is to do these things that feel honest to you, not the things that feel impressive. It's super impressive to say, I run a 5K every morning. It's probably not as impressive to say, I take exercise snacks every day and I move around for a minute or two. But the reality is, I am way more likely to move around for a minute or two every day consistently than I am to put on my shoes at 5 a.m. and go for a run when my body aches before I even get out of bed. I will move around. I like that. That's easy. I'm somebody who moves.
Yeah.
But just, I think when we come up with that future version of ourselves, we want to understand that the habits are going to stack over time, and that's good. But you don't have to do the A++++ habit today. You just need to do the thing that you're actually going to keep doing that is still in alignment with that person.
I love that. I love that so much. So homework for today, think about future version of you. Think about what maybe needs to change in your day-to-day life, small and big, in order to become that person. Pick one thing to try and don't beat yourself if you miss a day. Just pick it back up again. No pressure, no hate, right? And then come back next week to hear about the 5 different categories of habits, because I agree that that does deserve its own episode. And I think that'll be super helpful.
All right. I'm looking forward to next episode already, as you know. Well, it's time for our glimmers that I erroneously already shared mine. So you want to just go with yours right now?
Well, I mean, mine's going to seem super lame compared to going to a rock concert with your cool teenager. You're just such a cool parent, you know? So, but I should say, if you're new to the show, glimmers are just these sparkly, happy things. We just always like to end the show on a good note. I was just going to say my heated blanket, y'all. I've just been sitting on it all day because I live in Chicago and it's cold outside. So I was just going to say that, which sounds way less exciting than the Offspring concert. Do you want to just tell us any one thing about the concert that's cooler than a heated blanket?
Yeah, I have very low expectations of the concert. And they did their songs, which is what you expect. They did some unique takes on it. They did Gone Away on like this giant, beautiful white piano that he did a ballad through, which was really cool, from like a rock song to a ballad. Lyrics fit perfectly. They did Hey Jude. They did some Black Sabbath. They made it a really fun concert. And I think that just speaks to people when they're living in their identity. They struck me as guys that have been doing this for 30 years that legitimately love being on stage performing and delighting people. And I thought that was just amazing. So it just kind of ties into everything. But the average age group is, my son asked, and I'm like, what do you think it is? He's like, under 20 and over 40. I'm like, right. So parents dragging their kids to see their favorite band because they don't want to go alone, which in that category, definitely, I thought was pretty funny.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that they came and that you two men got to do that. I think it's really fun. Very glimmery.
Thanks.
Indeed.
Thank you very much. All right, guys, we will see you next time when we talk all about the groups of habits. We'll see ya.
Hey, guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.